Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, as you can probably tell, it's not Andrea, it's Shane Beattie in for Andrea for today's Lunchtime Live. And we're going to talk about the Home Squad now. And we're looking at how to spruce up your outdoor flooring for the summer as well. Now, we're going to take all of your questions. So if you have any questions on things like patio, decking, just in general, how to spruce up your outdoor area, you can WhatsApp us 087 1400 106 or text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. And I'll put it to our two experts, Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage on Instagram and co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, and also Sarah Doyle, the interior stylist, Sarah Doyle of Retwigged. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello. Hello.
I'm a big fan of your work. I listen every week.
Oh,
yes, big
how
fan.
Exciting.
I enjoyed your slot on lighting recently, by the way. I took some tips from that. But we're going outside the house now today, and there's good weather forecast for this weekend. Hope of a heat wave. And Jenny, you're saying we need to have a look at sort of our outdoor flooring, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Now, look, I'm being a bit of a hypocrite here because I put down a roll of €20 per metre fake grass in my postage stamp of a garden a few years ago.
Oh, controversial.
I have nowhere to put a lawnmower, so I'm not apologising for it. But I also have tiles out there. Mm. Now, these are leftover terrazzo tiles from my bathroom. They've held up incredibly well outside. Yeah. So I love that look as well.
Right.
But it is something I think about because I plan for a day when I have a bigger garden.
Just to interject there for a second, so we can blame you for the decline in wildlife.
Yeah.
Because you don't have real grass, which means our poor wildlife can't get any benefit from your artificial grass.
I did actually get that message on Instagram once from somebody really, really cheesed off
The foam warriors will come after you for it. Well, any decision you make, they'll come after you.
It's not data centres, it's me. No. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, it's all your fault. Sarah, there are many options. I think people think you can only have decking and that's it. But there are many options you can do with your outdoor area.
I mean, I agree with Jenny. So tiles, fantastic. And I mean, if you happen to be renovating and you're, for example, you know, you want that direct connection from your, say, your open plan kitchen diner out into your patio area, choose a tile for your kitchen dining space that you can bring out to your garden, because a lot of good quality porcelain tiles now will have a slip rating high enough for your garden. So the problem with decking is that very often you've got to think about the orientation of your garden. Mm-hmm. If you've got a north facing garden and that decking is going to be in shade most of the day, your heart is going to be just broken when that is destroyed very, very quickly,
and
because it gets too damp. It will always be covered in green mildew, and you're going to have to be washing and scrubbing and repainting every year. Yeah. And that's going to be heartbreaking.
I'm not familiar with these porcelain tiles you're talking about. Mm. Are they like bathroom tiles?
Yeah.
Look like them with a pattern?
Yeah, so porcelain is just a type of material that tiles are made of, but it's very, very durable. So it's really hard wearing. So you can power wash these bad boys, you can do whatever you want. And they look great because they're so versatile. They come in every colour, whatever you like. So I love them. And I'm so with you, Sarah, on continue the outside, you know, bring the outside in. I love that concept, but it gives you so much more spaciousness and so much more continuity and flow. And I love that concept of the same flooring going from the inside out.
Sarah, you are dead right about the location of it. So we put in a patio area in our garden. There were easier areas we could have put it in, but the sun don't shine there in the evening. So you have to put it where the sun shines.
Think about that, exactly. In the same way, you know, when you're painting a wall, you've got to think about the orientation of your room. You've got to think of the orientation of your garden. So you go with the material, you know. And Jenny was probably right to put her artificial grass in her back garden because she's probably not getting enough sun for real garden. You know, you've got to think about right material, right place. And as you say, the orientation, what the conditions are it's going to have to survive in.
Irish people went through a period, I think during the Celtic Tiger, where they were all obsessed with decking.
Yeah.
Anything that could be decked was. Are you a fan of decking?
I think it might have been an American influence because we got big into barbecues, didn't we?
Yeah.
I do like the look of decking, but Sarah's absolutely right. It gets covered in moss and mildew with the best of intentions. It goes green and it looks not great often, but it's very, very, very slippy. And I think a lot of people who have decking, or maybe who have mobile homes and put down a little decking patio that was really popular for a long time, would recognise that, especially in winter. If you step outside, you could break your neck. Of course, you can get non-slip decking, but the maintenance is difficult. And that, I think, if I'm thinking of anything for my outdoors or my indoors personally, because I'm lazy, it's maintenance.
Yeah.
And Ireland is, you know.
Do you know why I don't have decking? Someone told me that rats and mice love underneath decking.
Oh, I could imagine.
That's true.
Yeah,
I it's like a home for them, and that's why I don't have it.
Mm. I can imagine. I think the thing is, you know, do your research. Go to there are paving centres where you can see the different types of material. I mean, I think go for the best that you can afford. My biggest regret, so, you know, if I can tell you my regret and then you don't have to do the same thing.
Okay.
I went for limestone flagstones.
Lovely.
Because that's
looks
what,
beautiful.
Yeah.
I love
it. It's not as anywhere near what I wish I had gone for. Mm. I got swayed by the landscaper. Said, "Oh, you should do this," and now I really wish I'd gone for uniform porcelain tiles because I'm looking at that, going, "Oh, it just doesn't fill my heart with joy." If I'd have spent just that, if I'd have waited and spent just that little bit more money, I could have got the higher end.
Mm. The one thing I would say to people is really, really take your time and consider this because it's very, very expensive to do as well. We got a quote to our patio of €15,000. Like, it's mad money to do it. Loads of questions coming in for you. So Jenny, I'll put this one to you. I have a deck that my husband built. Unfortunately, he died 2 years ago. Though I used to give out about it when he was alive, I feel I now have to keep it. Last year, we stained the whole thing myself and my grumpy teenagers who didn't want to do it. We power washed it clean, let it dry for 2 weeks and applied stain. And now it's all come up.
Mm.
Any advice? And they said they can't take it up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, they don't want to take it up as well.
Yeah.
So what can you do in that scenario?
I'm sorry for your loss. That's really tough. And I totally understand the need to keep it. I think it will all depend on what the decking is made of. So if it wasn't made from a very, you know, pressure treated, weather resistant wood, then the chances are that it's going to come up. And even the, you know, with the best will in the world, outdoor stain, it can lift if it's not put down on a fully dry. It's really hard to get our decking fully dry. So if you can at all try to figure out what the wood is, if there's any, you know, scrap of it left over or a bit of it that's come off, you could take it to your local garden centre and see if they'll be able to identify what it is. You might be looking at, you know, removing everything, sanding it back down and then getting a proper, because, you know, the thing is you have to get the right stain for the right wood. That's really, really key.
Okay. Not an easy job
to
do.
You could put an outdoor rug over it for now.
Yeah.
It could be a quick fix.
Someone's asked a question. Where can you get outdoor rugs? They're becoming very, very popular. Sarah, would you recommend them? Where do you get them?
I love, so the one I've had for years, and it's made from actually made from recycled plastic bottles that they weave into like a straw and then they weave it into the rug.
Does it get very dirty?
So it gets a bit grubby, but because it's non-porous in any way, shape or form, I can just get a regular, I just get my washing up brush and just give it a clean down with soapy water. So those are brilliant.
So
and
where,
I know,
where would you recommend to get
Woodies
them?
Do them now.
Yeah.
Woodies do really good. B&Q, I've seen some in. Mine came from an online company and sadly they no longer ship to Europe because of Brexit. But
Seen really nice ones in Cocoon, K-U-K-O-O-N. And then I would go to your local garden centre as well because they tend to stock them sometimes. Right. And they can be lovely.
You have the porcelain tiles, Jenny, so we'll get a question.
I have concrete tiles, but I do have some porcelain in my house, yeah.
Someone said, I'm getting my house rebuilt. I'm thinking of getting the back garden paved with the porcelain tiles. €40 per square metre. Are they the best option or is there a cheaper way of doing it?
That doesn't sound too bad to me. I think that's worth it.
Yeah.
The key, like, porcelain is pretty much bulletproof, right? So don't go too wrong. The advice I would give is make sure whoever's doing it, that includes the laying, because it really comes down to the substrate that you're putting underneath it, that is solid, that the drainage is going to be okay, that the grouting or whatever you're putting in between your tiles is going to be good. And don't choose a light colour. Like, please choose a darker colour because it's going to break your heart.
Or even pattern. A pattern can look really sensational. And if you go for the right kind of pattern, I mean, there's all sorts of different ones out there, but have a look and find a pattern because you can add a little bit of interest to a garden, particularly if you're not green fingered and you're not planning lots of planting.
Sarah, someone's wondering, could they put in natural stone or gravel in their garden rather than having tiles or the patio flags?
So there are loads of really good ideas with gravel now. So you can actually get gravel grids. So this is what I would say to you. The problem with gravel is that you get bits all over and then it's hard to deal with. But there are now gravel grids so that actually you put the gravel grid and then you gravel over the top and that will just keep your gravel level. And you can even resin over the top now. There's amazing products on the market that allow you to have the look of gravel without the heartache of all the bits going everywhere.
Yeah. Someone has advice, get decking and then adopt a cat and you've no problem with mice.
Yeah.
rats.
Good life advice in general.
Listen, I'm out of time, but we'll have to come back to this topic because particularly coming into summer, so many people are going to want to do this. Thanks so much to you both for joining us. You can catch up with Jenny Sheehan at Workers Cottage on Instagram, co-host of Rip It Up, the Renovations podcast, and also Sarah Doyle, interior stylist Sarah Doyle of Retwigged. Thank you both, our home squad, for this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.